Well, we have to start. It's a systemic failure of government policy. The fact that the council are now reaching out to get other emergency accommodation units. We are unbelievably overcrowded in emergency accommodation. We are now only 100, I think 100 plus beds, and they're already taken up. We have a massive housing list with close to 1,600 different cases on file. There's not enough social housing or affordable housing being built. So I believe this is a systemic failure of government housing policy. Not policy at this stage, this is policies, because this has gone on the last 10 years.
Is this not the norm then for Sligo County Council to issue such a request to the general public then?
Well, that's because they can't get other places. They've tried over the last couple of months, as we can see every year, to stick out tenders for emergency accommodation. But the fact of the matter is that we are now going through a serious period where we have over 100,000 vacant homes in this country, and we have record levels of homelessness with over 16,000 people homeless. 5,000 of them are children.
So really and truly, Councillor Boyle, this is a sign of the times then?
Unfortunately, you just have to look here in Sligo. There's over 4,000 vacant homes. We need immediate actions, because unfortunately putting people into emergency accommodation isn't going to work. Some people are in emergency accommodation for over a year or two, and this has drastic effects on their children, on their own mental health. And when you're stuck in emergency accommodation, your quality of life goes downhill. Now, we need compulsory purchase orders, and we need compulsory purchase orders quickly. But the fact of the matter is the government bend over backwards for landlords, and they don't serve the people that put them in the place that they're in. We need massive action on homeless accommodation. We need double the build of social housing that we're getting. We need extra. Unfortunately, I suppose the construction workers isn't there at the minute, because you can see right across the country that housing numbers are down.